This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we have in the studio our guest for today.
We certainly
our first guest for today. Now, we've got David Menzies, who's a curator at the NGV for Top Arts. Now, I think we've talked about Top Arts before, but we'll come on to that shortly. And David, with David, we've got two of the participants who are in Top Art. We've got Gayatri and Storm. Welcome to the show. And David, if we can maybe start a little bit with you. Now, you've obviously, I think we've talked about Top Arts maybe last year, but maybe for the people who didn't hear about it, just tell us a little bit about, we should start with you, actually. Tell us a little bit about you, what your background is and how you got involved in what you're doing now.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. I'm a teacher by trade. I've been teaching for the last almost 30 years, and I've been with the gallery the last 11 years as a teacher, and the last couple of years I've been curating Top Arts. It's an extraordinary exhibition. I know you'll go on to talking about other details of it as well too, but it's the 25th year of the Top Arts exhibition at the gallery. It began in 1995. Mm-hmm. And so we're celebrating this year 25 years of showing excellent student work produced in art classrooms across Victoria.
Hold on, mm-hmm. So what, it's just random stuff? It's not, is it? It's their year 12 portfolio that then you go through, you and a couple of other judges, and pick how many?
Yeah, great question, David. So each year we have in excess of 2,000 students apply doing VCE art or VCE studio Whoa. Arts, the two art subjects in year 12, or some year 11 students doing a year 12 subject as well too. And basically from that 2,242 last year, we've shortlisted 135 students, and they bring their work, their folios, which indicate the whole journey of the year to a place in Coburg, the BCAA Centre there. And then the panel of four people, there's two state reviewers, myself and also a person representing the country, Victoria. We go through and select the final cut based on a whole range of things. Once we get to that stage, it's interesting to note, it's almost like playing chess. You're trying to get a good cross-section of, obviously, media,
yep,
gender, also with regard to the subjects as well, too, school systems and also Fourth thing I've forgotten anyway, it's meant to be a really good mix of basically representing people across Victoria from year 12.
Yep. I was saying to you off air is that the quality of the actual exhibition, and this has got a lot to do with you, David, is it's a great exhibition. Just generally, the way you've done it, the whole presentation of it, is it's a must-see exhibition, isn't it?
It's a fantastic exhibition. I must admit, coming up to the exhibition towards about 2 weeks ago, I thought, oh, geez, I hope it's okay. Sort of nervous self-doubt, but, when it's all in place,
yeah,
you just go, oh, this is a dream come true, really.
Yeah.
And there's a whole team of people behind the NGV Top Arts exhibition. I must call it to Todd Harrison, the designer of the space as well. So he did an incredible job.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole range of other people involved in the hang as well too, from the installers right through to those working in multimedia as well too. So they've done an amazing job to get an exhibition up. It's a really tight turnaround for us at the NGV for this kind of exhibition. We basically don't know what the work is even until mid-December, and we have to bump it in, basically in mid-March, which is a pretty tight turnaround. So I'm sort of amazed at the extreme pace we go through to get the works up on the walls in the space.
I'll be right on the day, as we say in Australia.
That's right.
So, Storm, let's start with you. Now, you were saying as well off-air is that you... you've gone to this exhibition for the last few years, so you do have a love of art?
Yeah, the schools are really the beginning of it all, where they bring you through at an early age, normally from about year 9, where you're starting to go into these older classes, and that's essentially what Top Arts is for, but by no means it's not the only purpose.
Right.
Since then I've just fallen in love with that exhibition and art in general.
What was the key point that you thought to yourself, I want to get involved in art as my career?
Well, I don't know if I ever saw it as a career. I definitely saw it as a really detailed hobby.
Yep.
It's a very difficult area to make a career out of. My career intentions are more on the design side of things as opposed to art.
Yep. Well, that's what your piece is, isn't it?
It is design in a sense.
Yeah.
I did incorporate... And that's the beautiful thing about art. You can really turn it into whatever you like.
Yeah. So what are you doing now? Because, you know, like, it's your first year past year 12.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
I'm doing architecture at Melbourne.
Right.
It's already getting pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's always going to be. But it suits me. I love it.
Right. Now, tell our listeners, what is your piece in Top Arts?
Yeah, my piece, it's quite complicated to describe over the radio. You really do need some visuals to get a proper understanding of it. But what it essentially involved was a big 44-gallon drum, which was a mechanism which I provided to the audience. Yeah, which allowed the audience to sort of participate in the process of art making. In many ways, the art that came off the drawing wasn't necessarily mine. It was a product of many, many hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an interactive piece.
Right, okay.
Giving the audience a say.
So in other words, you did nothing. You let everyone...
I did nothing. I took a free ride.
Can I cut in here, please? Because I know we had a few discussions with Storm,
yeah. And
I loved your introduction, Storm, to the work of art when you said to me, I really intensely like to be involved in my art. I'm very particular about how it goes about. And the teacher or others said to you, okay, let's challenge this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the initial starting point. I mean, I always considered myself to be quite obsessive and linear and by the book. And I thought the way I could use studio arts to its potential was to just completely flip that on its head and
right.
give everyone else the control and give me virtually nothing.
And were your parents there the other night?
They were, yeah.
What did they think of what you've done and achieved so far?
Particularly Dad is very artistic himself, so I think him especially was incredibly proud, as were all of my family, as any parent should be. It's you're in a gallery where you're sharing a name which represents a lot of well-established artists,
yeah.
And of course, none of us are at that point yet, but it's definitely a really great beginning.
Well, I don't know. David knows this just as much as I would. It's now in the top 20 galleries in the world. Is that right, David?
Yeah, at the top, I think it's the 16th most visited gallery last year.
Yeah.
3.5 million visitors going through the door. Looking at about 47 different exhibitions last year.
Yeah. So now we've got... what's your piece called?
My piece is called A Brief Introspection.
And what is it?
So it is basically a portrait of my sister, and she's looking at herself in the mirror and sort of using her hands to manipulate her face. And it's about... it stems from the theme of vices, and sort of I looked at how there's a common thread when it comes to negative tendencies or behaviours, and it comes down to sort of introspection to make sure that you are allowed to, you allow yourself to regain control over your actions and behaviours. So that was, I thought I would do a portrait of her and kind of have a literal physical embodiment of that introspection.
Yeah. So yours is so different to what Storm's done, because Storm didn't do anything, he let everyone else do it. Where yours is, you're a painter and it's on oil as well, which takes it to another level. David, you would know that oil painting isn't easy.
Yeah, I'm an oil painter myself, and I have to say every year I look at the students that are coming into Top Arts, in their applications, and I get incredibly jealous. In fact, I hate them all, really, because, I say that with Jess, but it's extraordinary, the skill. It's one thing that I've noticed over the years, and when you look back 25 years ago, there's skill there, but I have to say 2019, the skill in the majority of the works is extraordinary.
Yep.
Both in terms of the concept, but also in terms of its of the use of the materials as well too. Dave, it's just amazing. And Gatry's thing out. She's done a great job with her work of art. Yeah.
So where did the love come for you with that, and painting in particular? Is that what you think is your main force?
I think I'm actually perpetually terrified of painting. I think I've always been terrified of painting because it's something...
Oh, David's looking at you with this really strange look.
But that's also a very interesting comment. So I mean, obviously you get over that sort of fear because you've done it, and by the sounds of it, very well. So where did that... And so why persist with something you fear?
Or the challenge.
Yeah.
Is it the challenge?
Oh, yeah, I love the challenge. No, I think I found it to be terrifying in theory because it's something that's been done for so long and it's been done
okay.
many styles and it's been done very well. And it's sort of it's a very common medium used. So people sort of know what it's about, what you can do with it. And so me coming in and being, you know, pretty new to it, it was a little bit terrifying. I think I still feel like I didn't really know what I was doing.
I was going to say, is it really the fear of painting or is it just fear of judgment?
I think I'm fairly critical of my work. Yeah. People who know me know that. I think most artists are, you know, fairly self-critical. But I chose the medium because it's... I love photography, so I started with photography and then I moved on to painting because it's sort of... You can manipulate your image a lot more easily and you can change brush strokes and things and it's sort of...
Oh, absolutely.
It's much more tactile, which I like.
And so many artists do use photography as well as their discipline of painting. Was that a photograph you took to begin with or not your painting that you did?
I took that photo.
Oh, it was
and
a photo.
Yeah,
right.
So I did a shoot and forced my sister into that. And then I used Photoshop to sort of mess with colours and things because I was really looking into using sort of surrealist colour palettes and things to get that melodrama.
Yeah. And what have you done this year after Year 12?
So I'm doing a science arts double degree at Monash University and I have too many interests, so I'm sort of, you know, dipping my toe in everything. I'm doing doing theatre and communications and media and psychology and biology and
wow,
yeah, and still doing some art every now and again. Yeah.
What does it mean to you being part of an exhibition like this?
A little part of me is still like, this is all a joke. This is all one monumental joke. But I'm very grateful, and it's a huge honour because it's the NGV is something. It's a place that I've been going to for a very long time, and you know, seeing some of the most incredible art that I've ever seen, and being inspired and wanting to do art. Even in Year 12, you know, I had been on the verge of choosing a different subject instead of art, but I ended up choosing it, and I'm very glad I did. So
right,
yeah.
David, give us a bit of a rundown of what other students were. And what were you were, you know, like what, why you chose a lot of these pieces as well for the exhibition?
Yeah, great question, David. We're looking for works of art that basically they need to get an A or A plus for the work of art in their study. That's why it's called top arts, not mediocre arts.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it was?
And also, we're looking for a cross section of ideas. But essentially, what we do notice, and this is something which students always say when they give a sense of what. A bit of advice for future students. They say choose something you're passionate about. And one thing that we do notice as a selection team is that those that do best are those who clearly are passionate about their topic. And Storm and Gatry are a case in point as well too. Also we're looking for, you know, obviously skill in the medium, but also a really great journey with an idea. So the conceptual development is really key. And the variety, we're looking for variety, you know. Having said that, this year, more than ever, I think we've got about probably 17 or 18 works that are portraiture. And so, but I think there's a good enough variety to get away with it as well, too.
But they were so varied, weren't they? The portrait was, you know, like, so varied. You know, like, you've got some, you know, real pop art stuff as well.
Exactly. We've got digital art, we've got photography. One of the photography works of art by Joshua Kidd, he was interesting in that basically they're massively scaled. I don't know if you recall seeing them, massively scaled black and white works whose subject are two young people. He began taking photos using a camera with film. He developed a film, printed it in a darkroom. So, you know, paying homage to, I suppose, the old style of making, photographs. And then he went through the digital process and hence, you know, subsequently enlarged them to the scale that he was able to as well. So it was beautiful to see those processes at play. Mm. And for us, it was also some of the stories behind them as well too. You think, wow, that's extraordinary. And the more you read the diaries, and this is another thing too, and both Storm and Gatchery will be able to also probably chime in and say something about that as well too. But basically, their diaries are fantastic, almost to the point where sometimes I prefer the diary than I do the resolve work, yeah. Because the work that they do in that is such a wonderful exploration of, you know, ideas, concepts, materials, and, you know, so it's a wonderful aspect of the exhibition. Three aspects of the exhibition. So we have portraiture, and then the second rooming, which is Storm's work, is called innovation. So mm-hmm. looking at students using materials, ideas differently, you know, out of the box, so to speak, or on a drum. and the third thing is on place, and there's quite a range of works of art that investigate people in places, the dynamics of place as well too, indigenous issues around place. And so it's really quite fascinating to see how that... And that was something we... Todd and I, the designer and I, sat down, we put all the works of art on a piece of paper and we cut them up, and then we sort of began to move around thinking, okay, what are the key themes coming out of this? And from that came portraits, innovation and place.
I've got to make a comment about one in particular. It was a portrait where you had to put 3D glasses on. And it was the image of one person, which I didn't realise that. And the person was there dressed as one of as a character, because it's a drag queen. Yep. And it just so happens that the next night, and the conversation came up here at Joy, that it was actually somebody from Joy was that drag queen, and I didn't realise it, and he didn't know that I was there because he didn't have his glasses on, because he's blind without his glasses on. So, and he knew the artist when she was 13 or 14, and she did this wonderful, you know, like, interesting photo or painting of his two images in life.
Yeah, so Brianna Burns is her name, and basically she was investigating the many layers to the human person, and in all her investigation, in the course of it, her mother, who knows Dan, basically said, I reckon we should get in contact with Dan, because who knows what that might lead to in terms of a work of art or an investigation, a work of art. And Dan came to the party, both literally on the night and also in terms of participating in the making of the artwork as well. So Brianna and Kelly, Mum Kelly, did say to me, listen, I think we've got him coming tonight. It depends on his shift, you know. So I thought, I was really excited by this.
Yeah.
And basically... in she rocked, you know, Nancy Boy rocked up there with all resplendent in red, and had lots of interesting bits of conversation with Nancy. One of them was, she said to me, what colour goes with red, David? And I think, oh, a complimentary colour? Yeah, I'm not too sure. And she said, red, of course. That's very funny.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations to both of you for being part of something that's very special. And David, congratulations on, again, a great exhibition. So you've chosen so well.
Right, thank you very much.
And when does it run to?
Runs to the 14th of July. So it kicks off every day from 10 o'clock and goes through to 5. Everyone is more than welcome. Love to see you there.
Yep. And where is it exactly?
At the NGV Australia complex, known as the Ian Potter NGV Australia in Fed Square.
Right. And it's actually on Flinders Street in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, NGV Design Studio Space, which is a space given over to celebrating contemporary practising artists and designers.
Yep. Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.